Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians encounter challenges to bring aid and prayer to mountain villages in Morocco. And Heart for Lebanon's discipleship program equips new believers to grow and share their faith boldly. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, 2 years after an earthquake killed nearly 3,000 people in Morocco, a number of people in remote villages still live in the shadow of destruction.
Some government relief has gone into the mountains, but there are still people living in tents, and it's cold. There's snow in some regions.
Patrick Anthony with FMI says a local pastor has recently been carrying out aid distributions to remote villages, but terrain hasn't been the only difficulty. At one point during an attempted trip,
they were actually stopped by security forces that would not let them continue into the mountains to make the distribution because of their Christian affiliation.
Eventually, they were able to complete the trip, pass out used clothing items, and pray with the villagers.
They said they were doing this in the spirit of Christmas.
Anthony says Christians in Morocco need to be careful to build trust slowly when engaging new people.
When they hear of someone who's interested to learn more about the gospel, they'll meet with that person 3 times, 5 times, 10 times. Before they invite that person to, you know, visit their fellowship, because it's just common across Morocco that people try to infiltrate the church to turn people in and get pastors and church people arrested.
So please pray for discernment and open doors as mountain visits continue. Next, Transform Iran's new AI tool, Kairos, offers biblically grounded, real-time answers about God and the Bible. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says the end goal is to help people connect with the gospel.
People want more bite-sized, more personalized. So in order to solve that problem, we began down this journey towards AI, and we ended up with a tool that was capable of even more than we had hoped. And with that, we had to start dealing with the challenges of AI. So how do we make sure that it stays truthful to the Word of God?
To address this, they limited Kairos to searching trusted resources and to admit it when it didn't have an answer so their team could follow up. Transform Iran offers a free VPN to help people access Kairos and ask their questions. Silk says this tool is meeting a tangible need in Iran, where some people are afraid to participate in Christian communication because of government tracking.
Kairos is such a phenomenal tool, but there is really noisy AI space out there. And we really believe we have created something uniquely powerful that does overcome the constantly talked about challenges of AI. So pray for us that we can really get the word out there for it.
And Heart for Lebanon is celebrating the testimony of one woman whose life was transformed by the hope of Jesus Christ. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says he recently had the privilege of baptizing a Muslim background believer named Ferial in October.
To see the smile on her face, to see the excitement in her life, to see how she's 60-some years old, is illiterate, did not have the ability to read and write, but now verbally is sharing the gospel with good theological background from all the involvement that she had in our training, and is also willing to risk her life for openly declaring Christ as a personal savior.
She participated in Heart for Lebanon's 3-year discipleship growth program, which will touch more lives than hers alone.
Our relationship with Ferial, as important as that is, will also lead to her having built those relationships of trust with others, people that we might never have the opportunity to reach, but God will use her to reach them.
Praise God that people are boldly proclaiming his gospel, and pray for his continued work in Lebanon. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.